Hey, let's do one on a patient by the name of let's see. Catherine, Kathryn, first name Pitts, Pitts, last name. This is a 98-year-old woman admitted to hospice with end-stage coronary artery disease. Patient has issues with shortness of breath, lower extremity swelling, confusion. Patient is cared for by her son, Greg, who's usually at home, who states that she's having a lot of anxiety and difficulty sleeping, especially at night, and symptoms consistent with sundowner syndrome, period. In the paragraph, patient requires medication to control her anxiety and provide her a good night of sleep, period. She eats very little. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. She's lost lots of protein. She's lost a lot of muscle mass. Her weight hasn't changed much because of the lymphedema and retention of fluid because of her congestive heart failure and severe coronary artery disease, period. Patient is total ADL dependent now. She is incontinent of bowel and bladder. She does have lymphedema, lower extremity edema. And issues with constipation, most likely because of not eating, period. She has severe protein calorie malnutrition, muscle wasting, and cardiac cachexia, despite the lymphedema and swelling in her legs, period. The paragraph patient is hospice appropriate, expected, given her findings. She's expected to do poorly and live less than 6 months. Hence, hospice is appropriate to provide patients the care needed at home and to allow her to die in dignity, as well as allowing her to die in dignity at home. Thank you. That's Pitts, Catherine, of course.